Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7, AM 860, The Answer. Online at theanswertampa.com. AM 860, The Answer.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. I don't know why the music didn't play, but I'll tell you what. We can do something about that. We'll do it right now. We'll start this a little bit, and we'll honor our friend, Bobby Palermo. Let's see here. Live and in living color from the south end of the airport in Tampa, Florida, it's me. Yeah, a Monday morning with the captain on the Captain's America Third Watch. Thanks very much, Bobby, for doing that. Now, I'd like to remind everybody that as your host here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we specialize in featuring giving you tomorrow's news tonight, which we'll be doing in a minute, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, right here in Tampa, Florida. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And we'll have an announcement this week with some more new affiliates coming aboard. I probably won't know until Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and then I'll tell you where they're going to be. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, let's not forget our over-the-road truck drivers or 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there doing what they're doing, as well as the bulk mail haulers, as well as the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. And let's not forget about our great Amazon people, too, working the warehouse and also getting out there and making deliveries. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we start out this Monday morning with our good friend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yay! Well, they're in a good mood tonight. The Bucks won their game. Thank you, everybody. The Bucks won their game yesterday morning in Munich, Germany. No, Maria was not there. She already confirmed that.
Oh, really? Yeah, I would expect that she would love to have been there, but Captain, what a game, huh?
Yeah, she said the tickets were way too expensive for her. They were like almost $400 a piece, and I get that. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I sure am.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God. Now, Kyle, we've got some breaking news tonight coming out of Virginia. So tell us what's going on.
That's exactly right, Captain. Out of the University of Virginia, as we go through the early morning hours now, late last night, Virginia time, run, hide, fight. Yep. That was what was tweeted out by the university's emergency management Twitter account,
yep,
talking about an active attacker reported near an area called Cool Breath Road. Now, they are on the lookout right now for a student named Christopher Darnell Jones regarding a shooting incident that had occurred on the grounds of the University of Virginia. People are being asked to call 911, not to approach the attacker. He is considered armed and dangerous. We understand, of course, that he actually played football at two area high schools, and I believe also was on the rolls for the University of Virginia as well.
Now, until he got kicked off.
That's right. Now they have a description. He's described as a black male. He's wearing a burgundy jacket at last time he was seen, blue jeans and red shoes. They also say he might be driving a black sport utility vehicle with Virginia plates TWX, that's Tango Whiskey X-Ray, 3580. TWX 3580, a black sport utility vehicle. So be on the lookout for that. And again, he's considered armed and dangerous. We understand, Captain, that there were at least six shots that were initially reported by one of the students at one of the dorm halls there, again, everyone has been told to shelter in place. Students are freaked out. There's no doubt about that. And the manhunt is underway right now.
Yeah, and that, of course, is in Charlottesville, Virginia, State Route 64, or I'm sorry, Interstate 64, and right there west of west of Richmond, about, I don't know, 40 or 50 miles before you go up over the top and get up into the mountains. So there you go. So everybody take heed and take the warnings there. Well, the big headline tonight coming out of D.C. is the Democrats plan on raising the debt ceiling before the GOP gets control of the House of Representatives. And they now are saying that they believe they're going to lose control of the House of Representatives. Don't buy how many seats. It could be a half dozen. It could be 10. It could be 8, whatever. It'll be somewhere in that range. But they believe they're going to lose control of the House of Representatives.
Yes, that's what it looks like right now, and especially, Captain, out here in my neck of the woods, here in Southern California. It's not my district, but it's California District 47. Katie Porter is locked in a very close race with Republican challenger Scott Baugh. So that's really significant in and of itself, because if you see something turning back in this particular area of Orange County, California, that would really be significant. So it does look like the Republicans are on pace to take the majority.
All righty, well, hold that thought, Kyle. We're fixing to go to break. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877. 877-
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, make sure you do tell us what's on your mind because we'll actually listen to you. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 8 years. I take it for one simple reason. It works. So, if you've got pains, muscle aches and pains, general muscle aches and pains, maybe you've got arthritis or rheumatism or bursitis, or maybe you've got back, neck, shoulder, hip problems, knee pains, maybe you've got some combat wounds that just seem to hurt and you just can't get rid of them. They don't really bother you a lot, but they bother you enough to where it aggravates you. Well, this is the kind of product that'll help you. Relief Factor. And it'll help you because it's all natural, number one, and it's got all natural ingredients in it, number two, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps the body to support its natural response to inflammation by lowering or even eliminating pain, going straight to the source of the problem. And it's 100% drug-free. You heard me right. 100% drug-free. It's all 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your aches and pains. And it works. Four little capsules. Take them once a day in the morning with your food, and away you go. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. All it costs, $19.95. Give it a shot, because after all, like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Listen to that. We got the magic in the radio here. All right. Well, Kyle, waiting patiently, we've had Mike from Clearwater, Magic Mike, Mr. Mayor Mike, Mr. Almost Mayor Mike, Mr. Something Mayor Mike on the phone. Here we go. Go for it, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Okay, so, Kyle, I was thinking about this earlier today, and I, you know, we briefly touched on it the other night during the weekend edition. So the Trump-backed candidate didn't do so good during this midterm, right? And so it's starting to become apparent that, like I said, as much as I love President Trump, he's starting to become a hindrance. He's starting to be more bad than good. And so these Republican candidates, now that we're going to be looking towards 2 years from now, if I was a candidate, I wouldn't want his endorsement, because this midterm taught us that the people that he endorses obviously is for the most part not going to win. So what do we do? I mean, how do we tame this man and convince him? Because, you know, one thing President Trump has is a big ego, and his mouth, you know, he has no filter, and he'll go anywhere and say anything, and it's really not good, because now he's taking swipes at Governor Ron DeSantis, and DeSantis is the next hope we have to maybe taking the White House. So how do we convince this man to just quietly sit back and go away? If he cares anything about this country, you know, Mr. President, your time has come and gone, and you're doing more harm than good. Now, what do we have to do, Kyle? How do we convince a man with a huge ego to just walk away and be quiet? Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Can I answer it first, Kyle?
Well, of course. Absolutely, Captain.
Okay. Here's the number one way you get him to be quiet. Don't give him any money. Do not give Donald Trump another dollar. Send it straight to the candidate that you want to support. Do not send it to Donald Trump. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Don't give him another dollar. He'll get the message.
I'm glad that you said that, Captain, because when Donald Trump, if and when he's going to still come out and make an announcement, I was very, very curious as to whether or not money would start rolling in for him. I just don't know that it would.
He's campaigning every freaking day, 10 or 12 times a day, with the emails I keep getting. Every day.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I do think, though,
and by the way, I've now ignored him. I mean, he asked me for money. I even replied to a couple and said, I need money. Send me money. to see what they would say. I haven't gotten any answers back, but they keep asking me for money. No way in hell. Go ahead.
Well, I do think, though, to Mike's concerns, that I do think that Donald Trump is going to say what he wants to say. Obviously, I don't know that he's going to actively try to take a back seat. That being said, I think any candidates can talk about the idea of Trumpism, and maybe they might even come up with a new word for it. But the things that Donald Trump was able to accomplish conceptually and also practically, you know, with the lower gas prices, better economy, dealing with strength with places like China, these kinds of things, all these things can be back on the table. But the electorate seems to be telling us, Captain, that they don't want, for lack of a better expression, the Trump brand on it. I think that if you had candidates talking about these very important issues, it would be a lot more persuasive, especially to independents and disenfranchised Democrats.
Okay, we'll go to the phone line here real quick here, because I think we got Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line. Okay, Mel, what's up?
Well, you know something, Captain, you're starting to sound like these yellow belly sap suckers that all...
Hey, Mel, I want to stop you right there, Mel. Let me tell you something. I've made an opinion. You want to call me something? You want to call me a name? Call it to my face. You might not walk out the door. Now, keep going.
You think so? Hey, listen.
Okay, goodbye. What the hell? I mean, the maniacs have come out, I guess, right?
Well, it's a very volatile issue, and that's why I was even couching my comments in the idea that I think you can build on what Trump was able to do. You know, you can put it this way. You know, Charles Lindbergh proved that you could fly across the Atlantic Ocean in an airplane. And then it became commonplace. Hardly anybody knows, and I'm sure we could look it up, who was the second person to fly across the Atlantic Ocean in an airplane.
Yeah.
But it became commonplace. And so you build on the accomplishment, and I think that's the direction to go. Because the message is there, Captain, what the Republicans, what conservatives are presenting sells itself.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump can be the best ambassador this country ever had. Okay, He can go out, he can travel, he can do whatever he wants to do. He doesn't have to be roped in by people. He just won't be representing the government, per se, unless maybe we have a Republican president. Then he might be able to be like a special ambassador, like other presidents have been in the past. You've seen it done, right?
Well, of course, and it's a very exclusive club, and typically there's a decorum in the for lack of a better expression that is used. But Donald Trump needs to understand that you know what he has to offer is very important, and what he did was very important, but that time may have come and gone.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing of it is, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. Get your facts straight. There's too much gossip going on right now and just crap that's being tossed around out there, and some people are drinking the Kool-Aid. Okay, real quick, let's go over. Good morning, Colorado.
Hey, yeah, Cap, brother, I'm not going to call your name, Cap. You're a good man. That was on call.
Well, somebody wants to call me and start an argument right away, I'm going to hang up on them, and that's going to be it. They're not going to get any more calls.
Yeah, you know, like I said, that was just on call for. But the thing is, though, I don't like the, like in my state, there was no red tsunami that hit your state, Florida.
Right, right.
And the reason why, because the Colorado GOP in my state is totally dysfunctional.
That's right.
They don't stick together. Like me, I voted all Republican, but I couldn't vote for O'Day because O'Day's a rhino. He went on CNN. Which is nothing but a meme of the dark side dumb donkeys ranting and raving about Trump instead of ranting and raving about his opponent, Michael Bennett. You don't do that. And the thing is, though, the dark side dumb donkeys, they stick together like super glue.
Yep.
When the GOP gets it, Trump gets it. And the thing is, though, you can try to throw Trump under the bus and want to blame him for what happened during this midterm. Mm-hmm. It's all a bunch of BS.
You got it.
It wasn't his fault. The candidates that ran were great candidates.
Yep.
But the old saying is, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it.
There you go.
Professor of politics. Have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank
Goodbye.
You, Aaron. Okay, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, I appreciate Aaron's call very much. Yeah, and again, you know, Captain, this is a real volatile subject. But here's the thing. I think you got a lot of Democrats, far left Democrats, salivating over the fact that Republicans will tear each other apart over Donald Trump, and that just can't happen. You can't have a civil war in the Republican Party. It's just too important.
Here's what's happened. They knew they could divide us, and they knew exactly how to go about doing it. And by God, that's what they've done. And it didn't take a lot to do it. But hold on, because when we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you what our senator down here, Rick Scott, had to say. And he's the one that ran the Republican Senate committee of the campaign. So I'm going to tell you what he had to say.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday his country will maintain open communication lines and seek no conflict with China ahead of what are expected to be tense talks on a range of geopolitical issues at the G20 summit in Indonesia this week. The United States, Japan, and South Korea are more aligned than ever on North Korea's provocative behavior, U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday, as his national security advisor promised a joint response if Pyongyang carries out a seventh nuclear test. Biden called their country's critical allies that share the United States' concerns about North Korea's missile tests. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Sunday said the West was militarizing Southeast Asia in a bid to contain Russian and Chinese interests, setting the stage for a confrontation between Russia and Western leaders at the G20 summit in Bali. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. You know, folks, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, many, many times. I use his products religiously. His pillow was probably the best thing I ever got for my bad back because it aligned my neck up to where when I laid down to sleep, my back wasn't feeling the pressure of having my neck out of alignment, if that makes sense to you. Now, I also did something else, which was really smart, and I didn't realize how smart it was at the time. I needed towels, so I bought some bath towels. Okay, big deal, right? Well, here's the deal. These bath towels, a six-piece towel set, the set comes with two bath towels that are the biggest bath towels I've ever seen in my life. They fit me like it's nothing. So if they fit me, they'll fit just about anybody like you guys out there, because I'm not little. It also has two hand towels that are the size of a bath towel, a standard bath towel. And I'm not exaggerating. And it's got two big washcloths, too. The whole thing typically retails for $89.98, but for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with a promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Go in there. Click CAPTAIN when you see it, and go in and get those towels, that towel set. And by the way, remember the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee? Now, that means that if you got any questions, any problems whatsoever, send it back. No questions asked. You get your money back. And their phone number if you want to call and ask any questions or order direct from a live person is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page to get this insanely low price of $39.98 on the six-piece towel set. And you're going to find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. The promo code, again, CAPTAIN.
or give them a call at 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Okay, Kyle, you're back.
I am back.
I'm back. All right, what did you want to, you wanted to expand the conversation to what?
Well, right, you know, we were talking in the last segment, of course, about Donald Trump. We got some great calls about that.
I've got several comments here that are standing up telling me I did the right thing right off the bat.
Very interesting. Excellent. Yep. Well, you know, the idea, of course, is that right now, here we are. This is November of 2022. We don't know what the world's going to look like. I mean, we can make an educated guess, but we don't know exactly the circumstances a year from now when the presidential campaign will really start heating up. At that time, maybe people will look at Donald Trump in a different way. It just depends. But right now, and especially where Georgia is concerned, the last thing that the Republicans need in that race is to have a lightning rod that has nothing to do with the actual issues in the sense of inflation and the people of Georgia and so forth, but it would simply be about Donald Trump, let's say. And that's not going to be a winning strategy for the GOP in Georgia right now.
No, and there's no doubt in my mind at all after thinking this through and looking to see where Trump went. You know, Trump did not get all of his candidates elected. You know that.
Right.
All right, he tried, but he didn't. And there were some places where he went that it was questionable that he would go there because he might not help the candidate. He's got to pick and choose his spots very carefully, very closely, and go where he might be able to make a difference. And I'm telling you, Georgia is not one of those places right now. Georgia is very much divided, even Stephen. And we've got affiliates in Georgia, and I hear from a lot of people in Georgia every day, both in Atlanta, both in Valdosta, as well as up in Augusta. I hear from those three different places where we have our stations, and every single day. And a number of them are saying, if you have any way of getting hold of Donald Trump, tell him, please do not come to Georgia and screw this up for Herschel. Herschel has got to stand on his own. And I made a suggestion the other day. I did it on two weekend shows that were heard on these some of these stations that are playing my show right now. I said, here's what Herschel Walker needs to do, and I haven't seen him do this. He needs to surround himself and his crowds with police officers, with EMS people, with firefighters, with military people, with anybody that's merchant marine or truck drivers or anybody that looks like, you know, that they're hardworking people. That's what he needs to do, because I've yet to see Mr. Warnock do it.
Well, exactly right. And that would speak volumes, of course, Captain, about where the values are, where the focus is going to be, especially in improving the lives and, you know, all aspects of life in Georgia. I mean, this is really where the rubber meets the road.
Yep.
And again,
yep,
if you have a lightning rod, that's just going to blur out all that great stuff.
Yep. And the thing of it is as it was announced late Saturday evening that the Democrats were projected to remain in control of the Senate, Republicans were right away starting to ask the question of where did it all go wrong. Well, the past 2 years were the years that Republicans should have had a strong chance of flipping longtime blue states red after it was obvious the downward spiral of President Joe Biden was taking the country in. Now, with the left's constant radical messaging of pushing sexualization on kids, driving up gas prices, draining Americans' wallets, being soft on crime, it should have been obvious that voters would go another route in this year's midterm elections. However, it's only left the Republicans disappointed with the results. And Senator Rick Scott, who was the chairman of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, believes that he knows why the red wave didn't come as planned. He said, I think we've got to reflect now on what didn't happen. I think we didn't have enough of a positive message. Bingo. That's part of it. That's part of it. I agree with him there. And he says, we said everything about how bad the Biden agenda was. It's bad. The Democrats are radical. But we did not have a plan for what we stood for until the tail end of the election. That's true. The commitment to America came out, what, a month before? The end of the
right.
Yeah,
right.
That should have come out to begin with.
Well, that's right. And Captain, you know, you and I were talking about it, but I got to tell you, I haven't heard
talking about it. We were talking about it a year before.
Well, right. But the idea is that were we hearing it? Was it a major part of the message, especially in media? And I don't think that it really was.
No, it wasn't. And that was a big mistake. They didn't get it out there. Now, they didn't tell me. They didn't tell you. They didn't tell anybody on my network, on my big network, the Salem Radio Network. They didn't tell anybody on GCN. Nobody. So how on God's green earth could we get the message out there for them when it took, when we didn't hear about it until about 4 weeks to go in the campaign? People had already made up their minds. And, oh, by the way, when it came to Georgia, for example, where they could vote early voting a month before, people already, the Democrats at least, already had cast their ballots in big numbers because everybody was telling the Republicans, don't vote until Election Day. And,
right,
that,
exactly.
And that has now turned out to be a mistake.
Yes, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, as we see, even polling numbers in some different groups across the board, that they are shifting to the GOP in many respects. Or, you know, that's where the ideas come into play. And that's why, as you said, people have to have something to vote for. And that positive message is something that, of course, now, well, in retrospect, needed to be done better.
Well, here's something I don't understand, because Scott went on to say, despite the polls showing Republicans were in the lead ahead of the elections, he said the reason that the party fell short was that Republican voters did not show up to vote, calling it a complete disaster. Okay, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the voters in the House of Representatives elections. The Republican had more voters than the Democrats by about 5%, 4.6%. So if they had more voters voting in the House elections, why didn't they win more House elections?
Well, exactly.
Does that make sense?
Well, exactly. And even so, you know, we see some of these split votes, basically, like in Nevada, for example, where they unseat the Democrat governor, but, you know, elect a Democrat senator.
Yeah.
The postmortem on this is very interesting.
Listen to this number. 52,175,710 Republicans voted in the House of Representatives elections. Doesn't say how they voted, just said that that's how many voted. Versus 47,500,842. That's 46.7% Democrat to 51.3% Republican. Advantage Republicans 4.6%. How could they possibly lose the congressional races?
Very, very good question. Very, very good question.
Well, it tells me that there was something screwy going on again. And like I said, and like it's been suggested, I had one of the callers on Saturday suggest to me that they need to go back and they need to verify these votes that came in from wherever they came from, Timbuktu, the mail-in ballots, because I think that's where the problem lies right there.
Yes, very much so.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come back with our first Trucker's Highway Bible Report. Yes, we got some weather out there. Yeah, you saw some snow yesterday. We'll tell you where that snow is going to be coming up here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. We're off and out of the chute, just like in a rodeo. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Song for broken hearted, shining prayer for wicked hearted. I ain't gonna feed up the grace and the cries. Gonna hear my voice when I shout it out. It's my
boy.
John Bon Jovi. What year was that, Kyle?
Well, that actually came out in May of 2000, which seems like just yesterday, but also somehow a lifetime ago, it seems.
Well, it's got a lot of meaning in it if you listen to the words. It's my life.
Yep.
Yep, I totally agree. Okay, well, let me just start here and tell everybody what's going on weather-wise, because it's fixing to be an interesting week again, Kyle. A storm will develop over the southern plains Monday, and then shift up into the eastern Great Lakes before transferring to the coast of New England. It's going to go across upstate New York and dump a bunch of snow. Right now, it looks like we're going to get 4 to 6 inches across most of Oklahoma, which is going to make it a real adventure there. They get 4 to 6 inches of snow through there, and hold on to something. Now, this will bring areas also of rain and thunderstorms and snow and ice and mixed precipitation, strong offshore winds likely in Southern California come Tuesday or Wednesday, with another system that's coming in there, may cause some damage and power outages along the critical with the critical fire weather. And we do have a storm system building up right now. Kansas, southeastern Colorado, northeastern New Mexico, and most of Oklahoma and part of Texas, too, along with New Mexico, Amarillo, along I-40, on down towards Lubbock. So this baby is going to get real interesting real fast. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We got a warning for our truckers and for our drivers out there this morning. If you're in the state of Oregon and you're south of Portland, heading down Interstate 5 through Salem, down through Eugene, all the way down to Medford, round down to Cottage Grove.
Fog.
And then you've got the fog.
Yep.
Exactly right. You've got a dense fog advisory, and then after that, looks like you might have some bad air quality down towards Medford. But be aware of that. We've also got a dense fog advisory in the Lakeview area of southern Oregon. This is 395. This is going to stretch all the way up towards Burns, over towards Diamond as well. So you want to be aware of that. We've also got a frost advisory tonight stretching from Redding, again, heading down Interstate 5, down through Sacramento, and then south down towards Modesto. That'll also encompass a little bit of California 99. But you want to be aware of that. And then in that same area, Captain, up on Donner Pass tonight. It's not snowing. It's not actively snowing, but it is very cold. It is 16 degrees right now up there.
Wonderful.
So again, truckers, you got to make sure you get your fuel right. You mentioned the high winds, Captain, staying here in California. That's right, my neck of the woods, Southern California, north of Los Angeles, all the way down into the San Diego area. Looks like we might have a Santa Ana wind condition coming in early this week, which sometimes you can get some pretty high gusts of wind.
Yep.
So that's right, high profile vehicles, be careful. Hard freeze warning and watch, I should say, in St. George, Utah, down on Interstate 15. And we could have winter weather advisory over in southern Colorado coming down I-25 into northern New Mexico and also down around Santa Fe. So be careful out there.
And again, let me back up a second here and tell you about Kansas, the southern half of Kansas, down below I-70, down towards Oklahoma, going down right straight to the middle of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, and then on down towards the Texas line, taking you down pretty much the west side of I-35. You're going to have snow. You're going to have sleet. You're going to have freezing rain. You're going to have a mixture of everything before it decides what it wants to do. The temperature is cold enough it could do all of the above or one thing only. Now, Amarillo right now, it is snowing. It's in the teens, and it is cold. Lubbock, it's snowing, and it's in the 20s, and it is cold. Plainview, it is cold in the 20s and snow. We do have some freezing rain in the central part of Oklahoma where it's in the upper 20s, so therefore that hasn't dropped down, but there's cold weather to the west. So what the worst thing could happen is you get the roads icy to begin with, and then you get the snow, and you have a real zip-dee-dee-doo-dah type of day, right?
Right.
All right, now moving up into Minnesota, central part of Minnesota. They had some snow yesterday if you were watching the football games there up in the Midwest. But the western part of Wisconsin, going towards Minneapolis, St. Paul, south of Minneapolis, St. Paul, I-35, you've got winter advisory for some snow and or sleet. Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, you've got some snow up in there. coming on down to, let's see here. This would be Alabama, the middle part of Alabama, to include Birmingham and run you up I-20 towards and even I-85 coming into Georgia. Atlanta, you got fog all the way over to the South Carolina line, and I suspect that fog is going to get even more dense and it can expand during the course of the night. Now, going up the East Coast, we've got fog in the Chesapeake Bay, fog along Norfolk, and on down towards North Carolina, where we've got a gale warning right there along Cape Hatteras tonight. Moving up along the Long Island area, you've got some rough seas up in there. Then you've got a gale warning all the way from just north of Boston all the way to Nova Scotia. And in the northern part of Maine tonight, if you're going up to get your a load of French fries from one of the French fry towns up there, you're going to be driving into a snowstorm. So here we go. Here we go again with the weather. You just can't get out of it. It is winter.
It is definitely so.
All right. Now, the great thing about being winter, folks, is you can buy your blended fuel at the Pilot and Flying J truck stops. But you guys leaving out of the south going north, man, before you get to Atlanta, you need to have some additive in the fuel. You need to get it started to begin with. Heated tanks or not, you need to get the blended fuel started. So pull into your Pilot Flying J. You'll find a mixture there, or you can just buy some power service or whatnot, dump it in there. I used to dump a gallon in each side, each tank, to get started, and then up the road I'd go.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, tell us about the Pilot Flying J and what you'd be doing there.
Well, folks, Captain, you definitely want to pull in to the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. You can go to pilotflyingj.com to find out the nearest travel center. They've got a great function there on their website. Just head on over, click on locations, put in your general location. You'll see a whole list of the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. It couldn't be easier. And when you do pull in, be sure that you're part of the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You'll get great offers, earn points, and save a lot. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Very good. And we'll be coming back here, folks, with the second hour of the program. And if you want to call in, the number is 877-969-8600. I know a lot of people are upset over what has transpired with the election and the way that it's gone again. They think it's been stolen to a certain degree. I suppose it has. But they did it legally with the rules that were in place. They did it legally. Got to change the way we vote.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.